So I hit record way too late because just now, like, Jamal Milan's injured and down on the field, and we're playing Come On Feel the Noise. Like, it was the perfect example of Club Memorial Stadium. Like, yeah, let's play a up-tempo song when one of our players is injured. But I didn't hit record fast enough. So there's a buck 12 left right now. Looks like Western Michigan's going to maybe go for it on fourth down. Anyway, true to form, I came down into the stands. I'm on a watch as Western Michigan's players on our field go over into the corner and celebrate with their fans. This is my tradition. I swallow every single one of them. I just take it and deal with it until the day when I don't have to deal with it anymore. So, it's...
Western Michigan, their third and final timeout of the half.
So, I had to score 33-31. Western Michigan winning.
It's a full 1 minute timeout.
And it's 34-10. So this is more or less, I thought they'd be able to move the ball and run the ball, and I thought we'd struggle with it. They have a really good offensive line. But I thought we would move the ball against them, at least be able to run. I mean, yeah, Megatson out is a big thing, and missing Schmidt for a quarter and a half while they taped him up again, that was big, but still. Like, still. Yeah, Club Memorial Stadium. Anyway. I mean, I just want to get up and dance. I don't know about you people, but I'm digging a little. What do we got? Gnarls Barkley here? Is this CeeLo Green? I don't even know, but boy, I am into it. I tell you what, when we lose 34-10 to a MAC team at home, this is the song I want to hear. Yeah, let's go clubbing. Anyway, so we're going to tackle? Nope, he's going to get the first down. Oh, a holding. We have to do it all over again.
Charging the front of the ball carrier. Jim Hill,
he did get the first down, but I think there's a hold. Yeah, we're going to keep him out of the... Well, can they can just kneel it now, right? Does the clock start after a hold? I don't even know. Anyway, what I came down here to say. When I sat there making my season prediction, and I thought about it all the month of August, the biggest thing on my mind was I've been all about this 16 team and all the seniors for 4 years, and I've been pointing to it and pointing to it and pointing to it. I can't not point to it.
Fourth and 16 for Western Michigan.
I can't just switch and say, oh no, first year, just, you know, it'll be just like the first year. So I looked up PJ Flex first year. Second game, they lost to an FCS team, Nicholls State. They lost to Nicholls State at home. They went 1-11, you know. New schemes, new everything, changing from what Bill Cubitt had done there, you know. And that was easy to... Could you hear their fans and band counting down? Anyway, that's how it works. Like, you know, normally, and, you know, so I saw Stuart Mandel predicted us 2-10, and I'm like, what? And he doesn't know what kind of seniors we have. And I did this in 2012, too. Like, there's still talent. There are NFL players on the defense. You know, exactly like 2012. There's defense players. This team can go to a bowl. You know, we can jumpstart the program with a bowl. 2-10 that year. This year, I don't even want to think about it. You lose at home to a MAC team by 24. Man, I don't even want to think about it. So, it is time to readjust, right? Like, I think I said this in my post last night. Oh, can you hear it? This is them going to celebrate with their fans. Take it in. Eat it. Swallow it whole. This purifies the soul. So, like last night, I said it on the radio on Thursday as well, or on Friday. Like, I just woke up Thursday morning with, like, you know what? I think the North Carolina game was Arizona State 2012, and it was the 2009 Missouri game, where you kind of know about the season by the second quarter. And if it wasn't for all the fumbles that we recovered in the North Carolina game, like, it would have been that kind of game, that kind of, like, 66-9 kind of game that would have told us everything. Instead, we kept it close, and we were in it in the fourth quarter, whatever. Yes. Take it in. This is tiny little Western Michigan on our field, swaying back and forth with their band, singing their school song after they just took it to us. Got to deal with it. How many times have I sat here for this? Man. Gosh. Like, I always stay to the end, and I'm that fan that just, like, you know, like, I paid for the ticket. I'm going to be there. So, I mean, man. The memories of this moment of an opposing team celebrating. Oh, God. Now we're going to follow it up with alma mater and our team already in the locker room. Oh, it hurts. Hurts, 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 hurts. So, I mean, I should be good at this, right? Like, I should be good at bunkering. Okay? Got to bunker down, look to the future, you know, start building again. Like, I mean, it doesn't be done this in my lifetime. Like, I should be good at this. And really, this doesn't change anything except for my little ridiculous thought that all the seniors on this team could dominate some people. There's just no, I mean, there's no domination. We're getting dominated. And yes, it's new scheme, and it's everything. Like, you know, this is what happens, and, you know, for some of you, it's going to have to be wake me in late 2018 when we start to put it together, and then maybe 2019 is that first season. Of course, it's a little different with Lovey because he took his job in March, doesn't really have a first recruiting class yet. So, gosh, might be wake you in 2020. That's just so hard to adjust to. Like, I look at this Big Ten West, and Iowa loses an FCS school, and Wisconsin barely beats Georgia State, and I just think, like, there's not that many good teams. Like, Western Michigan could win the Big Ten West. Like, you know, there's just nobody's really recruited well or schemed well or anything. And so I think, yeah, we can ride that to a bowl game this year. And then you watch this, and it's like, nope, reset button. Like, I want to still believe, you know, I'm not going to – I made my prediction, 7 wins for this team. I stick by it. That's the talent I see. That's, you know, I'm not going to, like, revise it. I'm going to own it. If we go 2-10, I'm going to still remind you that I predicted 7 wins for this team. Like, that is – I own that. But it's a reboot. Like, it's – this is what a rebuild looks like. And I don't know why I fell for it in 2012. And I don't know why I fell for it again this year. Like, this is just what it's going to look like for a while until Larry Boyd is that left guard who dominates a defensive tackle and we keep gaining yard after yard after yard. And it's Ricky Smalling on the drag route underneath, and he gains that extra foot of separation and turns it from a 7-yard route to a 29-yard route, you know. This is probably what it's going to look like until then. So I'll still hope. I still hope for 7 wins. I hope the Big Ten West is so awful that we can surprise guys like Minnesota, Iowa, Northwestern. But I think we kind of know now. Here we go again. Go Illini.